Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you. since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
And that is so wonderful. It's Sam Cooke and Nat King Cole. Nice tune. And I hope you're enjoying the melody. Now, I'm coming on a few, about 30 minutes behind time, right? But I'm glad I'm able to be here for as much time as I can get. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I am here with another sensational thought, human beings. Well, maybe if I tell you that it is frustrating for me to come on this program and repeat a lot of what I have said before. But guess what? If you can prove to me that you have heard me say things that benefit you, no, which means you have gathered some knowledge from what I have said. And you can prove to me that, you know, you wish that I could tell you something different from what you have learned. I wish I could see reaction from people. Like, if people would call me and tell me, you know, whether they have something against certain things I say, and they have an argument they would like to talk, I think that would be productive. But if somebody sit in silence, I don't know they are there, I don't know that they are concerned about anything I say. So they can just watch the day, watch the days go by, and the night come, and they go to sleep and wake up the next day and repeat the same thing and never get tired of it. All right. So certain type of repetition doesn't make any sense. And if I am telling basically, you know, I have to go over these things because I get no real, you know, not feedback to where I could, let's say, talk more about that or, you know, about what someone wants to hear me talk about. But I'm here and just using my own discretion. I'm here just using my discretion, and I don't have anyone that is telling me anything. You see what I mean? And sis, finish. Okay. What's this? Why do you do that? Yes. When nobody is saying anything to me, I do not, you know, automatically you know, plan on what to say and how to say anything. I am talking from my own sense of reason and what I have, what I have seen occur and become an experience to me. I would like for us to know things about our world, because you have us and we have this sphere around us, right? And we see that the planet is not just a planet sitting here standing still. It's, we came and saw the earth moving night and day. We find the earth generate for us 24-hour day, right? Not moon, season calendar operation. Civilized people don't know anything about our never given a moon calendar. These sodomite, primates, hominids, they come in with all kind of a old frying pan and all kind of a dirty clothes and throw them all over the place and said, it's about God in the Bible. When they clearly make it known that God in the Bible is a faggot. And so is his son Jesus he begat to Adam. And you probably think that I'm just throwing out sounds that I, you know, I just feel like. I'm not, no, it's not just a feeling. It's what I have learned. Because I can prove to you by reading the Bible that God and Jesus never exist. And the only reason why you are reading about a God, a spirit God, that you must worship in spirit, and in truth, the only reason why you believe that, it's not because those characters are historic, because they ain't. And therefore, you know, how do you expect I am to like talk about things that you probably would like me to talk about? And you're not even as much as doing on your keypad. 347-850-1358. You're not around. You're not making yourself known. So, look, if I like to come and talk what I feel like talking, I am talking it for a purpose. I want somebody to hear it and build a relationship with me. Tell me what you like and what, you know, like, you can ask me questions, you know, about such and such and, you know, and, you know, I can always come with a different type of mindset or attitude. You know, because somebody is interested and would come in and want to talk. But I'm not getting that. You see what I mean? So people rather to do what they want to do and be afraid of certain issues, but that's the way we change, for the better or the worse. You see what I mean? All right? We won't be here, you know, for another million years. I mean, oh, that's exaggerating. I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of people are dying today, too. You see what I mean? All right. Another day, another week or so, we don't know how long we'll be here. Today is the right day for every one of us to take opportunity to develop our thinking, our reasoning, and live the way we find out how to maneuver ourselves and to live a better life, so that altogether our lives will be worthful. All right. Now, one of the things I have on my mind is I talk about civilization a lot. And I realize that not many people understand what civilization is. Until the truth, I didn't know for most of my lifetime, because I have been kept down by white people Bible. Yeah. White people Bible. And what I am endeavoring to... Look, we are on a revolution time now. A.D. Anno Domini calls for a revolution. And I'm not talking about a political revolution. I'm talking about civilization revolution. Do you understand what I am saying? Because white people take over the world and decide they're going to turn everybody into sodomites. All you see that is going on out in the world today is destruction from civilization. It is true. It is true. But civilization is not going to go away. Civilization is going to destroy white people, because white people hate civilization. Or you don't know what civilization is. If you want to know what civilization is, draw near. I come inside here on this program, right? And I emphasizing the best I know to put forth the message concerning civilization. Because when I thought, and who put me in this kind of frame of mind? White people. You know, you probably think and say, well, then my parents, but hey, who do you think culture my parents? White people. No, white people go underestimate white people. Don't estimate white people, because you don't know them. You don't know white people. I know about white people a long time, from I was young growing up. And, you know, I always see white people on a different scale, a different level. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, something about light-skinned people. You see what I mean? Likeable, you know. And the truth is, when I came to America, I don't want to say United States because I shouldn't say it. Anyway, so let me use the name that is more acceptable to me and say America. It's easier to say. It sounds better than talking about United States. If you understand what... I think you understand United States better than civilization. Now, if you think I'm wrong, tell me, right? Call me 347-850-1358. Call him and talk to me. Because I want to talk to you. You see what I mean? All right. Now, let me give you the succinct impression that I have on my mind. Though I talk about it before, but listen, what the white people has brought to our civilization is an attack that they are going to, you probably know, white people have manufactured, especially the Bible that they call the Holy Bible. And you know what? White people are smart, but I can tell you in some things. Some things that they should be smarter. That when our generation come about, we wouldn't stand a chance to able think that something is wrong with white people. Because they tell so many lies, easily discoverable by a simple reader. Yeah. They lie. Stupid. Because they want to make something out of nothing. And they are telling you to believe it. And I want to tell you something. It's not because what they are saying don't work in, let's say, not necessarily in a positive way, but in a negative way. It works for them. It don't really work for anybody else because they can talk foolishness and people believe it. For what reason? It is the same reason that I am trying to point out. There's a way to do things, and if you're a criminal and you want to deceive somebody, well, you're going to use the means that you think work to get what you want to do done the way you want. Because your victim is not thinking in terms of any strategy. They are in the role of victims. So you want to, like, manipulate these victims. Tell them whatever you want and block all the passages. They can't come out of what you tell them. Never will. Well, if it were not possible for them to do it, don't do it, man. Why waste your time? When somebody's going to find out and eventually you become an idiot, when you are discovered, you can't recover from that. Because I can tell you, when I begin to read and find out that the Bible creation story in no given possible way. Adam and Eve in Genesis will never, by any intelligent person, get a pass. I mean, with all sincerity, it will never pass. Because it doesn't matter what you want to say. Words are going to remain true. And you just can't dump them. You see what I mean? Because you cannot destroy word that is everybody's going to need for generation and generation. You can't destroy words. So the thing is, when you use words and create certain impossible things to be true, and somebody find out, you that is dead forevermore. Don't make somebody find out that you are a fool with what you say, in any way you say it. Maybe write it or what. But you can't. It's not going to be good for no writer at all while you're trying to materialize. You can't write foolishness like they write in the Bible. All the stories that they write in the Bible are lies. About God and about Jesus, about the devil, you know, and about Adam and Eve, you know, and about Isaiah and Abraham and Abraham's seed and all them kind of thing. Maybe you can find some little truth in what they say, but it will never ever, when it is understood, makes the person who understand it go in a positive direction. They go at anything that you're talking about. They will never find their way how to adjust their mind to the most desirable way. You see what I mean? They cannot find a way. I am following my parents as Christian. Like you probably hear me say before, about age 7. And I, from that point on, don't really know myself. I mean, I know when I go to school and I come home and, you know, get a little dinner and then go to bed. If I didn't go and fetch some water like we always do. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to tell you now, if the white people don't like us, Africans, ethnic people, talk about them and demean them, okay? First of all, they are gay, homosexual, and they want to convince us that it's okay. Well, why it wasn't okay in the Bible that you wrote? Genesis 19. It wasn't okay. Isn't it written in the Bible, your Bible, that the gods kill a lot of you? Now, when you follow us from out of Africa, of course, you didn't just walk behind us or nothing like that. Because I am talking about 100,000 years ago, right? And at the rate that the way things happen since 100,000 years ago, it was... We are a young, fledgling people. And we have a good 100,000 years prior to leaving Africa and come out in the Western Hemisphere. However, in terms of having broad knowledge about people all over the world. We had less than that, but we were created civilized people. So just as though you see us now come and go and establish the Western world with everything that is civilized. No, we left these white people there, back there. Right? And I don't know how many of them were settled in Europe. But it turns out now that, you know, I mean, they were there and they were interbreeding and, you know, and bear their own taxonomic seed, right? But some things happen in and are about the time when some of our people began to leave Africa and come to the Western world. Look, 100,000 years ago, the white people had no knowledge of civilization. You take it from me because it's true. I have the World History textbook right inside of me right now, right in front of me. And if you don't know, you should read the World History textbook and stop reading Bible, you hear me? Because what they white people am I tell you about God and Jesus, a lie, it will be forever a lie. And then they put conspiracy in the Bible. And if, you know, they like to talk about conspiracy, everything, conspiracy, conspiracy. But these white people, the Bible is full of conspiracy, but you don't know. And I didn't know either until I really start to read civilized. That's how I find out that you have conspiracy in the Bible. For example, although I've been reading the Bible and understand certain things, but certain things I sure didn't understand. And those plots, those like what I said to you, they are plots and thing there, what they call it, conspiracy. In the Bible, conspiracy. And I'm going to tell you one, a conspiracy. A conspiracy of the white people using characters in the Bible to play out conspiracy. And that is a conspiracy that the white people have is about God, the father of a son that he begat. Nothing is true about that. So when they write those stories, they are contriving the characters. All right. Where the conspiracy come from now in what I am saying is that they write the story about God and Jesus who decided before they create heaven and earth. Imagine Jesus and his father created heaven and earth. No. If you think what the Bible that the white people write, although white people don't want us to know how them write it, but the time has come that we will find out because we not like them who just want to like mess us up. We are not like them. We suffer a long time and they kill a lot of us. But it come to a point where some of us have a chance to see with our mind's eye some of these things, or the work, the underwork of these sodomite people creating a world of sodomy for themselves that they every day since, you know, let's say 2,600 years, they reach to a point now where they just dedicate themselves to write conspiracy and make us believers in Jesus Christ. No. Anytime the good Lord going to make us realize things, we are going to understand things that they have been doing and writing.
and the Bible, they were let alone to write a Bible, not about themselves, but about us, and to morph onto our character. That's conspiracy. They conspire to do that, to take our name, take our geography, and use them. They will make up name and call us, and after a while, they strip the name and morph with that name that we, that they had given to us. Like, say, we are Judaism. We were never no Judaism. How are they talking about Abraham do this and Abraham do that? Don't take any stories from these white people writing about any character pertaining to all these sodomites who come from primates origin. They couldn't talk. They make stone tools. That's what in the world is a textbook. They cannot be civilized, represented civilized in the world is a textbook. For that very reason, you can't find white people, as they call themselves, Caucasian. You can't find them in the world is a textbook as civilized characters, like human beings. They're not no civilized human being. That is if they really are human beings. You see what I mean? Because they're into the world history textbook like they are a form of human being, but not civilized. Throughout, listen to me. Look. Look, yeah, I can amuse myself too. I'm telling you about the conspiracy. Hey, they write in the Bible that God and his son, before anything was created, God begot a son. How he begot that son, nobody don't know, because they ain't tell you in the Bible. But they, you know, it works for them because we believe it. Which of us don't believe it? Well, some of us find out and then throw it away. But there are enough to believe it to make these guys feel okay about themselves, right? Because they are like in the majority. But the conspiracy is that I want to tell you about is when you consider that there is no truth in the God where them are right about in the Bible, to those who can see. Because remember, it's all about psychological knowledge that we have. And the white people them get some because they get our blood, the cross-breeding stuff. They look like us, talk like us, a whole bunch of stuff they do to become close to human being, caliber. Right, all the things that they're doing now and say they are controlling us. They never ruled the world one day. As far as kingship is concerned, you see, and they are behaving like, oh, after they kill the Chinese and the Indians and the rest of us, the Arabs and everybody else, they feel good. They kill Gaddafi, they kill Saddam, and use our own people, what's his name there, the guy who was in the army and make big time and work with George Bush to destroy Saddam and the Kuwaiti people, right? Now, my friends, Colin Powell, thank you, Lord, because I was struggling to remember this guy's name whenever I want to call it. That's right. His name is in my brain and his word is holding back, but it came out a while ago. Colin Powell. Right? Yeah. Colin Powell. Okay. Man of war, he helped George Bush to destroy
Saddam Hussein.
And so you know who stand behind him? Like the highest force in the African, African ethnic hybrid people. When the white people can get African people to do these kind of a nasty kind of thing, killing our civilization. He can get us to go against each other. So, I mean, Uncle Sam and these guys who they said, you know, a snitcher, the white people use black, black-headed people, not black people, but black-headed people, to snitch on each other. And one little white man can, you know, I mean, control up like 100 ethnic, I mean, people. Yeah, we are so obedient that they know they can use one little, you know, I mean, primate white man to control, you know, 100, you know, I mean, African people. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm going toward the conspiracy in the Bible that they made up about God and Jesus, because no God and Jesus didn't make up anything. You must remember that. Okay? And I am the person for you to confront when I'm making these daring allegations, because it's easy for you to prove if I am, you know, going on with things in my brain there that, you know, you need to remove me away. But the thing is, you'll have a problem if you take a little peek at what I'm saying and find out, is he talking the truth? Because there are a lot of people around who would know by now whether or not, you know, am I in sync? You know what I mean? Yeah. Is he all right? Are those things he's saying really so? Because a lot of people may think they know things before, but now they realize that no. You can't mess with him, because one judge wanted to arrest him because he write her a nasty letter and tell her what. Not profanity, but I mean things that, you know, shaking up kind of a argument. And she wanted to arrest him for bodily threat. It so happened when she made an attempt to possibly arrest him for the threat, you know, the judge wasn't able to do it, even with the help of a state attorney. Yes, this same guy right here, Tim Aldred. Yes, you can find the record in the courthouse too. So this guy, don't let him fool you. It's true. But I'm telling you, it's true. All right. Let me talk about it. You know, I can't forget what I'm supposed to be doing now. Right? But I'm telling you, everything I'm telling you is true. Whether I'm laughing or not, anything I tell you is true, because I ain't going to lie to you. My deeds are good, whether or not you like it or not, but my deeds are good. And look, I have no fear of saying the things I say, because I find out something is wrong and I'm dwelling upon it. You see what I mean? That as tall as any lion mountain can stand, this guy, I have something inside of me. I'll take it down as long as it require words to do it. And I am bringing down the white people, not with no political weapon, but with the word of truth, that it doesn't matter what you are thinking. If you're not thinking correctly about world history and the Bible and Sumerian history and the Elohim, if you don't think right about that, you're dead, spiritually dead. All right? Something is wrong with what the white people do to the African people. I am here to drive them out. It doesn't matter what they do, because guess what? It took me a while to learn what they have done to be in the situation they are in. And with all the transactional, bureaucratic business, what am I do? None of it worth anything to the might of truthful representation. They don't have any truthful representation. What them call it? Federal government. I am telling you, there is no real federal government, and there's nothing they can do about that. I mean, talking about in civilized sense. First of all, no white people is civilized. And again, white people are pretending that they are civilized. They don't know some things that they're not supposed to do. And that's what's going to let them fly up in the sky and get knocked down by the gods. They got knocked down from off the Mars moon. Yes, they did. They can't put their foot back up at Mars. And all what you will hear them talk about, they send this on up to the moon and stuff like that. Be careful. They're not tell you about no moon or no Mars. You see what I mean? And show you all kind of stuff what them have up on Mars and stuff like that. But see, they and Russia was working on Mars. Can't you see that? From Reagan time, man. Reagan say, Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. Yeah. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you now, you know, I'm not coming off the subject, but I would like to go on a little, you know, more than, you know, spending so much time laughing and carrying on. But what I'm telling you is that the God and the Jesus that make Adam and Eve in a garden. You know, these, when I tell you that white people are primates, and that's where they are coming from. 3.5 million years ago, man. Now you see them look like us human beings who we just come about. Our species came about 250,000 years ago, right? And we were created from that species, white sapiens. 200,000 years ago. And guess what? You can go to South Africa and you will see a metropolis, right? And we have link here, right here, I have a link, can give you to show you the civilized, the first civilized immortals that came to South Africa. Right? They touched down in the Persian Gulf. You think a joke? You know what? You know, a place called Eridu, E-R-I-D-U. You Google it and see if you don't find Eridu, right? Right off the coast of the Persian Gulf. And a lot of things that we are calling and naming today are calling the name of things. Even the first day of the week was created by the gods. The first time they touched down on planet Earth. Okay? As far as this era of the gods are concerned. They wanted gold, and they had reason to come and test and check to see whether or not they have the goods here, right? There is a story to tell that. When they came to Earth, first day they touch down. And then they get 7 days make a week. 7 days make a week. And from that point on, it has been civilized historic times. You can see they have world time, you know, that tell you what happened 400,000 years ago. And right on, coming right on down until right here where we have AD and Adamani now, you know, but it's BC era all the way until these guys to 2022 years. What I'm trying to tell you, what these white people are doing, they're skylarking. And they have put themselves into more trouble than they are willing to understand. And see Trump right there now? I mean, Trump is coming after nothing. Why he spent his time asking his own people who want to spear him as an ex-president? They want to keep the guy and revere him as an ex-president. But he will not allow them. He don't care about how they revere him or something like that. He has a demons inside of him. Like, all of them have demons inside of them and playing different roles. So demons playing a role in Trump right now. You see, him not even care about nobody. Him children, him wife, nobody. He doesn't care about himself. Now, what real humans would be like that? A human, real human, civilized human, care about themselves, their children, and family, and human being as a whole. White people don't stay like that. Right? If they are wearing clothes now, because remember, they're coming from primates, and if you think that they were humans all along, you miss the perception. You miss it because you don't know them. Well, just like us, who never know them because our ancestors, you know, past and gone. And a lot of the things that they have been doing, many of our generation come and gone. And we are left with the aftermath of the effect that they create on our people. And we come today and we don't know. So that when we read the world history textbook, and it don't mean much to us, because we know very little about how important it is. And I can tell you for sure, I go to school when I was a little boy until age 16 in a primary school, and I didn't read no more than to fourth grade level, all right? And I can tell you, until this day, you talk to Jamaicans, hardly any of them can tell you anything substantive about the history of our time. I mean, you hear somebody, and I myself kind of know that slavery ended about, I mean, physical slavery, because slavery don't really end with these white people. They going to hold on to African people as long as we can remain stupid and blind. They will hold on to us, right? And keep their so-called government. Where they learn about government from? They learn about government, but real government, kingship government that come from above. But they don't want that style of government because they cannot appreciate civilized way of life. So they use our formula to make up for them AD and Adamani churches. That's the way it works. If you have it another way, you call me and tell me. But I am telling you the naked truth. That's what you're looking at here. And they have done so badly that once the real truth comes out, they don't have any legs to stand on as far as talk about civilization, that they are pretending that they are civilized. And I'm telling you, in the World History Textbook, it proves that these guys, don't come from anywhere civilized. They were not talking, but you think they were talking. And I'm telling you, there is the process that show you what they go through to look like us, to talk like us, and begin to have babies like us, and all kind of stuff they do like us. They get our education and stuff like that. They didn't get have no education for 3.5 million years. There were no, neither gods nor human being around. They didn't produce no reading and writing for themselves. Nothing. Why do you see them in the Western Hemisphere? I'm talking about the Western Hemisphere. And we are their civilization. They call the Minoan their civilization too. Everywhere we are, they come there and say it's theirs. And it's, you know, it's like we and them are blood. Oh, from their cross breeding 100,000 years ago. Stuff that they did. Right? That reduced us to nothing, because that's the reason why we can't read and understand and know serious things are serious things. Well, the gods know to make us begin to bud and grow again. Because somebody like me is not short of a miracle of the gods to make me start read and notice that something wrong. That's what happened here. And I am not begging anybody to believe me. No, I don't sell belief like the church. Sell us belief that don't mean anything in reality. And here we are underneath them, believing that AD Anadamani is real government. Real because sodomite fucking ass body white people say AD Anadamani in the year of our Lord Jesus. Where is Jesus? Read in the very Bible where they are saying Jesus talk. Yeah, no, Jesus talk at all. And that's what we are believing. You believe that? Well, you know what? A real good inspiration to wake us up and tell us reality, we are going to die in our uncivilized darkness. Really. But as soon as we are quickened to understand exactly what reality is, look at the world and understand what the world really is. Look up at the clouds and, you don't get mooted in your thinking because you don't know what you're looking at. Okay? So what I am telling you, there is time for renewal. Where you read the Bible and find out all of those like Anansi stories, folklore that they write in the Bible, you'll understand your life has been wasted going to church. But when it is in your head as reality, you don't see nothing else. So you have to go to church and, you know, want to be a part of the church to do something for the work of the Lord. And the Lord don't have no work for nobody here. In our time here? No. The time when the Lord God created us to work for them, it's all done gone a few thousand years ago when they left and go back. But they leave. What happened here? They leave these things. They left us with all these things here. After coming here 450,000 years ago, they came to earth thousands of years ago. I told you when they touched down in the Persian Gulf, right? Yes. They ushered in first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. The Bible tells you something completely different. That's the reason why the world is turning upside down with all of us on it, and we don't understand nothing. If what I'm saying is not telling you the truth, you owe me the truth, because I want to know it from you. So, they brought the first, and these sodomite white people are telling us they are the first one to start a new world order. You want some of them New World Order? It's a fucking of your asshole. That's all they want to do because they have law right now to marry you. Okay? You ask Obama about what I'm saying. So if you think I'm being stink, no, I'm being sweet. You know, see what I mean? Because I'm telling you the truth. They want to send the what's its name to, like, pull me in, you know, to, like, you know, say dust to dust, ashes to ashes with me. They don't want to hear me. I am talking against the mighty federal government, and I done destroy the federal government long time. And how great is the federal government that holds millions of people in their hand and what they own? And I'm telling you, they don't own nothing. They don't own anything. It's not theirs. I know where they come from with it. I know how they bought a slave from Africa. I know how they put down the king in Rome, Italy. I know all of that. And I know that they couldn't just do it on their own and take over the world because they didn't have no weapon or nothing at all to go kill the Chinese or nobody at all. So Africa, they had to put something into the brain of the African people, like those of us who were coming to the Western world. They interbreed and put their rhesus blood. And from then, that rhesus blood keep on, you know, I mean, trickling down until today. We don't know what our creation is. We don't know what our government really is. Though it's still here in the world, it's a textbook. So I'm telling you, where we are, and you cannot afford, pay attention to what is true. Because these old bunch of sodomite stuff that they write in the Bible, you are not going to find out that is nonsense and remove the veil of darkness from your inner eyes, your inner eye. You won't. And therefore, you will die thinking foolishness, because as long as the veil of these sodomite old bunch of crooked Bible stories, as long as you don't get to find out that it's nonsense, you're going to die like that. All right. Our new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment is what I am talking from right now. And there are a few other people who come to light. But they have the churches out there that have spread the Billy Graham evangelism, Jesus Christ, and tell you how convincingly Jesus died for your sin. That Billy Graham. You see what I mean? That Billy Graham there. And you would think that man was so sincere and saving a lot of souls for the kingdom. That's what you think. Not in Augusta. And they become like the light that is shining like the sun. And we are like the moon that not really giving off much of any light, if we are giving off any. Well, there got to be some little spark. But they are, present themselves that they are the light of the world because Jesus, you know, came, you know, Jesus is the light of the world. How can Jesus be light of the world? What hope, what possibility lies knowing what I know right now? And I tell you what, I'm not all that fool. I'm not all that a fool because I did paralegal and I did graduate. Okay? I'm not all that foolish. So if you want to win a word of war about civilization and white people who are not civilized right now. They're not. They're not running a government for the African people. They're not. Approve it right now. Call me. You have like about 25 minutes to call me. And you prove to me that I'm lying. I'm not lying. White people are not civilized. And the entire United States is bogus when it comes to federal government. It doesn't matter how much money. Of course, they can give you the money because Africa give them the key and access to funds, to money. They are giving Africa a whole lot of money right now. Okay? And whether or not you want to accept it through, because you don't really care because you have a few million dollars, a few billion dollars yourself. And you may say, what is he talking about? But I know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is true because there is no darn way these primates could by themselves become civilized, look like real human being that just created 200,000 years ago. How do they become flat-faced man of Kenya, primates? Hominids, you know, and now, right now, they are turning another corner, and the African people need to take warning, because right now, they're going for another haul, tear down of the African image. They are taking away our species. Identity, calling us Homo sapien. Homo sapien? None exists. Okay? Just as how they might tell you about Jesus, and Jesus is nowhere to be found, not even in the Bible. As much as Jesus' name is all over the Bible, but no, Jesus is not in there in real. Because they have Jesus lying about himself when Jesus should be embracing the prophecy of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. Oh, no. Jesus is speaking against it. Jesus is saying, no, I didn't come. I don't want to be no king. Well, in a sense, they are writing some acknowledgement that Jesus did come to be a king, but Jesus changed his mind. Did you know that? In the very Bible, Jesus changed his mind several places, and because we can't, our mind is darkened with veil, that veil, our inner eye, when we read those things, we don't see it. And these guys come out to preach Jesus every day, every day, every day. Okay? And these are the homosexual on the planet Earth. Okay? So they are able now, under our veil, you know, and we marry into them because we think, oh, everything is all right. It's because we don't know the history. We don't understand what has happened. And we look at what is happening in the world like, oh, I just the work of the devil. They get a chance to use these kind of stuff until they're going to get toppled. Because truth can't hide whenever it's a good instrument radiating that light. And what I'm telling you right now, if I don't know what I'm saying, it's easy for you to call me and just decimate what I'm saying. Ask me certain questions, I can't answer. I mean, relevant question about our species. No, nobody not going to touch that, because they don't, if they ever touch that. But I'm going to say, but that is precedence, you know. You have to start with the precedence of existence, and you're going to start going through all kind of changes when you can't really come up and make a logical representation, anthropic representation. You have to do that. And I am just one person that have a long seat. You know, I'm going to, you know, I mean, you know, it's a psychological thing, right? So it's not in a real flesh. But psychological flesh is going to get a stake run through it. You see, like They try to destroy us in the physical, spiritually. That's what they're going to reap. Oh, there's no joke about that. So the conspiracy, the Bible is really a big conspiracy, the Bible, the Holy Bible. Imagine if they can call the Inquisition, they can call the Holy Office of the Catholic Church. And then send these, oh my gosh, look at these sodomite primate people who start talking, and they become the most vicious killers. Them, yes, and have the guts to call them holy, holy. They turn everything unholy, they turn it holy. And we don't have Marcus Garvey, we don't have Dr. Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and the rest of them, the Farrakhan them, no, you know, Elijah Muhammad, you don't have none of them to come out and just lay the thing out good. Lay it out good, man. Let these sodomites go back where they come from, man. You think they have so much wealth now, they don't know what to do with it. Well, you know what? It's not their wealth. And the thing is, I'm telling them, leave the wealth right where it's at. Yeah, big demand, because what they did is too big, man. I mean, look, these guys who now full up the world of themselves, and they are coming from way down of just fucking each other's body. That's where they're coming from. And set up all these civilized things for themselves. And they couldn't put up, they didn't have a needle to string. 3.5 million years since they evolved. And this is where they're at. And it's the work of the gods to turn our civilization back into their command. So it was in the beginning, so in the end. These sodomites will not survive. All right. So I'm telling you, I swing this point around, but I'm going to do it now. Point about God and Jesus create a garden called Eden. Not Augustine, if you read the real history, they are making a sodomite story for themselves and pluck everybody down with their whole bunch of nasty story. Okay? Not Augustine. So what I'm trying to show you, if you can see it, when they say God cursed Adam and Eve, God all-knowing, and see all things ahead before he created them. It's not remotely possible that a real God would do his work like that and do it in a way that he wasn't seeing what was going to happen. So these guys are not smart like they think they are, and think that they can sustain this whole bunch of, it's shameful. It is shameful that you are reading that God is perfect and God is all-knowing and God so loved the world and God hates mankind, not some of them, but everybody. Can show where the things that God has done. He failed to save the people in the flood. You know what I mean? And then you so full of your darkness, you're talking about, well, you see, God did warn them whatsoever. I know God never warned nobody at all. But you believe it. Believe is not the right way to go about this. You need to know the history and know it's accurate and stuff like that. But you can't just believe them kind of thing and excuse God by, not holding God responsible for not taking care of the people, because God with his own mouth says, Genesis 5 or 5th chapter or something like that, where God himself say, you know, like, him can't stand mankind that he created, so he might go destroy them. God is testifying about himself that him not perfect, him not mighty, and create all things again. So these sodomites, I mean primate white people, write in a Bible, and because them can't talk, them think they can't talk anything. But a revision is going to toss them over into the sea. You see what I mean? Because what they write in the Bible don't make any sense. And all it takes is somebody like me, like a high school, you know, I mean, adult high school person, to find out that the whole Bible is corrupt, excepting for a few books that they combine in there that makes sense. There are some chapters in it that make sense, but not in many of the books. And you can't call the Bible a holy book when it houses all these old, I mean, the poison that killed the world. You can't call it a holy book. You just can't. Although they put, you know, so that's what they want to do, is to put good and evil together so you don't know whether what is good or evil. You believe everything. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you, you can't have any God on the term of these type of, you know, confusion and contradiction written to convey what you are to believe in and hold on to God, holy God. You can't, because the lies are standing up in front of you as you read and say it's not possible in any kind of way, and they want you to hold on and believe in it. That's not what history says. And when you don't know about history, you don't have nothing about the Bible. So it's kind of bad when you can only rely on the Bible because there's nothing else to your reach. But any day you are reaching further than the Bible, it won't be difficult for you to find out, say, oh, no, this cannot be a God at all. A God and his son Jesus, how he begot the son Jesus, those things cannot be explained. They don't even make a try to explain that, because it is impossible to explain about a man spirit. And you call it a man anyway, a gender, a spirit, man gender. You know, you don't have a female gender in the thing at all. It's a man gender, you know, God. All right, so I'm telling you now, they write this whole bunch of foolishness and bring it to the point where they are saying the two people that they created and didn't create them with any assurance that they would be obedient and everything like that. They, who is able to make them perfect and stay in order, like many other things that we see, stay in order forever, forever, forever. Why could those gods who wanted these human beings to be real human beings to worship and adore God? Why? God confused, you know, his plan, where they decide to do it from a long time ago before they make the world, the heaven and earth, right? And now, the simple part of it now, when he created them, right? He tell them some little things and tell them, okay, now I'm going to tell you this, warn you, that in this garden, you don't eat of this tree, okay? Eat of these other trees around. It's wriggle. You don't even know what they're talking about. This is the way they give it to you, all right? And then, and tell them they are going to die the day they eat of it. Now, this idiot, fucking ass, all white people, they're going to talk about, okay, we're going to make a talking serpent. Imagine how much sense that is going to make. They're making a talking serpent that never any human experienced to know anything like that. But that's what they use and put it in the Bible, and look how much people go astray with it because their head was what you call it, our brain is
is downgraded to not what the real cerebrum and cerebellum was supposed to do and was doing before this crisis came about, right? So what I'm trying to tell you now, you read all this whole bunch of foolishness and praise the Lord over it, and we're going to get conversion based on this whole bunch of foolishness about God cursing people, and you don't examine and you think that God should be way above this level of reasoning. God is going to tell them, don't eat of the fruit in the middle of the garden. Eat of the rest. Because if you eat of this, you're going to die. Now, he went away. You don't see where he got them and say, hey, there are some enemies around here, so be careful. You don't see none of that. You don't see none of that. But the point is, the Bible shows that God and Jesus is responsible for creating these two people. No curse of them were possible because they are the clay and the creators are creators. And the creator leave them there to perish because they didn't have enough sense to protect themselves. This is what they are portraying in the story. They weren't able to protect themselves, and now they're mixing it up with that they disobey God. And that's what is held out in the Bible. Look, them kind of thing there is madness. You know, too many people gone mad in the world because the Bible is not helping them to be saved in no kind of way. So I'm telling you about the perfection of God that they write about in the Bible. It wastes away because there's no God in there that is keeping to covenant in the Bible. Right? God is everywhere. He's ubiquitous. God, nothing is hidden from God. All over the Bible, them said that. And none of it is true. Okay? Now, so here is the last point. I need to close on this. The conspiracy come now, show up between the Old Testament and the New Testament, right? The Old Covenant and New Covenant. It show up, the conspiracy is going to show up. Because now, you remember that the Old Testament says that God cursed Adam and Eve and kicked them out of the garden, right? Yes. Because he didn't want them to come back in the garden and eat of the tree of life and live, right? The tree of life that they're talking about are trees that grow in Nibiru, in the solar system. Where these gods come from, they are immortal. They don't live short years like us. I mean, forevermore. They are immortal. That's for real. Look at the things they do on earth that, you know, no mankind can do those things. So science and every single thing that is here and where these guys talk about their priesthood, it's not them a priesthood. Priests belong to kingship. Okay, so now let's chase them out and go back to their, you know, wherever they come from in Europe. That's where they're supposed to go. I'm serious about they leaving our territory. I mean, every single square foot of every land that we have, they're going to get out. These white people, they're going to get out. And if anytime they decide they're not going to get out, well, that's the last of them. Because they don't really have anything right now that you can say, okay, they will be speared by the gods because of such and such. There is nothing there for them. Because the last thing they do was turn against the gods and try to invalidate the gods' existence and all this kind of stuff. These batty fuckers, and want us to follow them into church. So I am telling you now, right in all of the churches that you have, is this Bible talking about God curse Adam and Eve. And not Nagasa. Okay? So now you have the apostles in the New Testament now, St. Paul. Don't exist. But St. Paul, you know, a big story about St. Paul. And Jesus say he did finish the work. When he is saying,
He wants to come back to heaven, and he wants God to bless him with the blessing he had with him before, the glory he had with him before the foundation of the world. So, in the New Testament now, where it says Jesus already called these 12 disciples and teach them, set up the church, Peter have the key to the kingdom and everything like that, and leave them. Now, when you think that things would work smooth after that, no. Mm-mm. Jesus went up to heaven. But then come the St. Paul. Right? Persecuting the Christians. You imagine. The work was finished, but now you're going to find out. No. Things that Jesus should have told the 12 disciples, it is now brought forth. Jesus never did tell them nothing. The 12 disciples, that he in St. John 17, 1 through 5, Jesus made it clear to his Father that he has finished the work that he gave him to do to set up the church. And the 12 disciples is the foundation of the church. These white people are writing these stories that never existed anywhere, right? So what you have now is all these old bunch of, you know, jamboree foolishness that they are writing. And because our mind is dark and we can't see, we cannot interpret, they get the opportunity to come and control us and take away all of what we have, and we don't know whether law exists or not. And all they are able to do is make up this whole bunch of foolishness about AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord and bring Jesus Christ in there. Like them not know that Jesus don't exist, and we should read and find out. Somebody should find out. No, Jesus Christ exists. Because it's in the Bible over and over in there where there's no Jesus in there talking. But they think that just saying, Jesus say this, Jesus say that, that stands for evidence that some Jesus was there. It doesn't make no sense. I mean, we'll never make any sense. So why do you think I should sit here and talk like these guys have some kind of a credibility to come follow us from Africa and come into the Western world? After we develop the Western world, they come and they want every single thing that we have. With this turkey old primates about AD and Adamani. They can make law. After you have Sumerian civilization law of kings, they are come with their honest fucking AD and Adamani about what you call them, emperor and popes. Where these fucking ass white gray primates come from? They come from the gorillas family, and they're coming with all of these stuff. Now, so you ain't get you look, get out before it get really, really bad. You see what I mean? Get out and go back to Europe. And leave the wealth right here, because it's not none of one. Leave it to the right here. And you know, we don't have any guns, so you just knock your truck and go back where you come from. Because all of these here, everybody is going to know all of the ground that we are all standing on. You know, it's all sinking sand. We don't have no legitimate thing. All of these people, all they have to do is tell us all these lies, and because we don't know no better, we say amen, amen, hallelujah. None of nothing don't go like that. Okay? So I'm telling you now, you're going to church and different type of church. But you belong to the same nonsense. All right? But everybody have their own way, do whatever they want to do. So what happened is now, from way back, I'm showing you, there is no, the story is not telling us about any real creator God or a Jesus. The story of the Bible does not measure up to no credible story whatsoever. For them, it's a story because they wrote it for us to believe it. And they're successful in getting a lot of us to believe it. Well, so was I, follow my viewers into it. But you know, later on, I was a seed that would recover, okay? And that's what you're looking at. I'm not joking, okay? These white people, with all of their certainty that, oh, they are, and they're not talking like they are wavering at all, but now it's more than wavering. Terrible, terrible experience of what is being exposed of these sodomites. There is no mercy, nothing pleading here. Your federal court don't accommodate no case whatsoever. We are in the context in which I am talking. All of what you deceive people and people are bowing down to and stuff like that, that's over with. At least whatever else you're going to do, you're going to know that, look, all what they are doing is close their access to the wealth that is here. They stole. It's not theirs. They're going to, like, walk away and go back where they come from because we don't want them here. You and your immigration and all that kind of stuff, federally operated, it's a hoax. It is a hoax. Okay? It's not an authentic AD Anno Domini because you don't even have any Jesus that ever born. They want us to think that this Jesus was born somewhere. Idiots. Write all these old bunch of foolishness. So I'm telling you, you're in the church now, and you hear St. Paul is telling you that women must keep silent in the church. This is a conspiracy I'm telling you about. Women must keep silent in the church, right? And there is a reason. Maybe you don't know the reason why, but I'm going to tell you, because it's in the Bible that you are not reading well. But I read the Bible well, I know. The reason why St. Paul was saying, if you want to ask any question in the church, wait until you go home and you ask your husband. Okay? And why do you find continuous the Bible to a man where it is saying, God, tell Moses to treat people this way and treat the man with priority and with more respect than he does with the female. It is because of what the Old Testament says about the curse. That's what they carry over into the New Testament. Now, hello! Hello! What you say about that? You didn't know that, right? I'm supposed to know that, though. Yeah! I'm telling you that the church is more trash than you think. There's a lot more to come, but that conspiracy there, I'm showing you that they are carrying the mentality from the Old Testament into the Old New Testament. So God and his son agree with the same thing. It's what I'm a faggot. And not real faggot, but characteristic, faggot. Gay people them. That's it. No. All right. So now, you know what? I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Show. And I am Tim Aldred, the Cosmic Philosopher Show. And I thank you for listening. That's the way it is. That's the truth. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing because, you know, this is final. This is final. And what these people are doing with the world, it is going to stop. No joke about that. Okay? They will never plan to do nothing about it. See, they have Trump, right? If it were a real government that you read about in the World History textbook, That's not what the government would have seen. And I wanted to read you some things, but, you know, it seemed like, you know, I'm just taken away because all these things don't need to be said. And it's like, we only like have to make it according to what time. We can do it in portions. I really wanted you to bear in mind the new social structure of the civilized human world. And you read in the World History textbook from chapter 1 in the National Geographic textbook. Chapter 1. And it begins to tell you about the end of the Neolithic Age between 4000 and 3000 BC. No AD never come in yet. So where those white people were, they were preparing for their advent later. So they weren't making no wave here. They didn't have no claim to nothing at all. But it is telling you that the African people were alive and well and now experiencing the second half of 200,000 years came down to the end of the Neolithic Age, 4,000 to 3,000 BC, right? It was only African hybrid people were on the earth, and these primate white people, hominids, they were in Europe 1.5 million years ago, covering this date that I just read to you, all right? So this goes on to tell that new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. All of this does not include any European primates. Clearly, were hominids, they're monkeys, and they didn't have no chance to do nothing violent to create their status. And this is what I'm trying to let you know. They cannot be civilized into the World History textbook. World History textbook is a lot more valuable than a lot of us know. Right? I used to know that, well, it's a textbook, it's good, but I didn't know to the extent, that it is valuable on, beyond what most of us African people are aware of. So this, everything is written here. Can people, if we have any kind of a response to civilized communication, this is where this book tells us where Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China was built up. Africa has nothing to do with civilization. Oh, okay. So you have to read on and know how they come about. Okay. And you can tell if you read earlier on in the preface pages, you will learn more about ground. So now we have emergence of civilization. But I'll read this little portion here that tells you. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life, my friends. And listen to me. This is serious stuff I'm reading to you. I wish I could read some more to you. But now we have, this is where emergence of civilization come in. And it tells you that in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. It has no European people in there that are sodomites. primates, hominid species. We are sapien species, wise sapien species. Sapien, that's who we are. Now they are calling us Homo sapien. That's what these white people, I'm not talking about couple people. That's the federal government white people are orchestrating these changes, you see, to keep us, as you can see, they have full control over us right now, not unless we begin to talk the tongues of the truth, not no Holy Ghost tongues, but speaking the truth like what I'm reading to you right here is a host of things here that they cannot touch, but it's just that we have failed to represent ourselves. You see what I mean? We don't need to depend on nobody to represent us, because the truth is the truth. Represent yourself like pro se. Pro se. We are left to pro se now. We don't have to get no lawyer. We can represent ourselves. So don't you think you out there as hybrid African people need Africa to represent you in anything? Any police come and fool around with you, you know, they're not real police. But since everybody giving over to them and their court system, federal government and all the states, a court system that they develop, it's time for us now to know we don't need nobody to defend us. We can defend ourselves if we are reading the facts, can represent it, because they don't have no facts. They can't produce Jesus. They can't produce no birthday of any Jesus. Once you prove that, the Bible itself helps you to defend yourself, because they can't prove no prophecy in the Bible, and that's where it should be. Nothing at all is there, man. And then you have our civilization. It's not theirs. And we allow them to come and take it away from us. All right? Now, the rise of cities. It's not theirs, but they come and take it. Can't you see? So what I'm trying to tell you is the winning is ours. Because, like I say, they get Africa to let them go and put the king down and take all of the wealth and stuff like that and secrets that they should not know. Africa give it to them. And that's why Africa don't have anything to say about nothing that these guys do. All right. Well, if we're reading and we have a sense, we don't need them. We don't need Africa. You need the knowledge yourself, because they can't put you on trial. They don't know what to say to you if they ever try to put you on trial. If you know what the World History textbook says and what their Bible says. You see. And that's long before we get to the Sumerian history itself, right? Just the Bible alone you use and knock them out. And if you bring the World History textbook, they're dead. So, you know, we don't have to go to a further orbit to destroy these white people. You see what I mean? They're worthwhile destroying. Destroy with the kind of stuff that we have that have not been used. You see what I mean? All right. So I'm telling you, we have everything out in this World History textbook. I guess a lot of people didn't know, just like I didn't know. Somebody gave me a gift. A white man gave me two of these books. It was like whatever spoke to him. You know, I didn't ask him for no book. We were just talking and, you know, from a workplace, you know, context. And I talk good things and people like good things when I talk them and things like that. And he just volunteered and bring me these two books. Now, one of these books falling apart because I use it so much about for the past 3-4 years. You know, I discover some things in there. You're going to be shocking. These white people, they take us for granted no longer. No longer. Because they come to our territory. We're not in their territory. Our territory. And they're coming and say, we are under them. They have a long neck to stretch. But no, they follow us and come here. Long after we are here, they come after us. Now they were prepared for us now, right? They use our own stuff against us. Look, if you listen to what I'm saying, you take this on. Let me tell you something. These white people, they don't want to see you nor hear you. All right. So you come on down to the growth of government. Did you know a growth of government is in the world? It's a textbook. It's not for them. It's for us. And we allow them to come up and talk about Jesus in A.D. and Adamani in the year of our Lord and all them old. Then find out that they can get us to drink the whole bunch of nasty, Kool-Aid. Right? And they keep on feeding it to us. Now, we're going to stop drink that. We're going to stop drink that because we are perishing. We need to rescue ourselves with the truth. Right? So what I'm saying is no joke. I'm telling you from the book I am reading, they don't have no federal law code that is beyond your world history textbook. You would be crazy if you think their federal law code is above the academic education of the world. No, they're faggot stuff. Federal stuff and societal, problems are in the courts and people fighting in the courts for whatever. The kind of stuff that these so-called white people say they have under their control. Nobody else control it. Africa no control it. Them control it and stuff like that. They're getting something else for their sodomy bravery to come and talk about they want to rule over African people. It's a lie. Don't swallow it. Look, this is it. Role of religion. After the growth, after the growth of government, the role of religion. Tells you, this is very interesting, and if I don't have time, I want to just read this little paragraph to you. Because this is going to put us into a new structure, a new social structure. And that's where we are, that these people come and mess up our new social structure. You see, the Mesopotamia and all this, they come and destroy up everything. But they can't destroy the intangible. You see what I mean? So it's leave up to us, tongue and utterance. No, don't let these people fool you with what they think they have and, you know, millions and millions of dollars. Hey, once A.D. and Adamani is not a viable operation, it's kingship we're dealing with. It is kingship we are dealing with. We are created by kingship. Okay? That you can use the Bible and talk about and set aside our creation by our gods. No. No. I mean, if you know how to, like, look at what is civilization, that's what they are covering up and, like, we don't know about it. Once we come to know what civilization is, these white people are done for. It doesn't matter what they say they have. It's not. It's, America is not theirs. They don't have a principality power to hold nothing at all in America. This is kingship jurisdiction right here, and a people of hybrid creation, right? And a big number of groups that are ethnic people that belong to the hybridization creation. Let these fucking ass white people go back where they come from. That's where they're going to come from. Because they can't dent, they can't scratch the truth in the world. It's a textbook. It's the greatest, academic book that exists. And they try to, like, put themselves into this book. And anywhere they go in their hide, I gun them down with the knowledge thing. They can't get away. And no matter what they say, it will never stand. Try me. Okay? You try me. And see, if you can score, words are they have the power that tells us what is right from what is wrong, who owns what. And if they think that they can push aside Amurabi, Hernamu, and all these kings that write law code for civilization, not for their stinking fucking asshole, A.D. Anno Domini. Okay? Get them out! Here is this little last excerpt. The role of religion, not church. Because up to where we are here, there was no church in this mentioned in this history. And it says, the role of religion, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. It don't have nothing to do with white people and Europeans. None at all. To win their favor, priests supervise rituals aimed at pleasing them. Remember, this is not church. Has nothing to do with white people. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval. And some rulers claimed to be divine. And my friends, I spent a lot of time on that. And I know anybody with good thinking and everything like that. I really wanted to read some other things, but you know, I'm not making it over there because there are a lot of interesting things that we ought to know that, you know, you get it in your brain, you fire up, and nobody can stand up in front of you, you know. Nobody at all. Now, Elohim God's kingship rule, solar calendar, on earth. Right? This calendar, the kingship rule calendar, on the entire earth. Europe, ape. Hominid, illegal. So, points to what I have been telling you. White people are never civilized. They can't claim anything if they are not civilized. So all this church thing that they make up is bogus. Bogus. They don't belong in our territory. They follow us from where we leave Africa. All of us were in Africa. Until we all come and spread out over the Western hemisphere. Look, I am telling you what is true. So look at what I'm saying, and it's up to you. It goes on. Earth mission to the satisfaction of all was proceeding. Earth mission to the satisfaction of all was proceeding. Among the Anunnaki, those whose heaven to earth came, there was also espousing and procreation. The sons of Enlil and Enki, sisters and half-sisters from healing heroines took spouses to them on earth. Sons and daughters were born. though by the life cycle of Nibiru were they endowed by Earth cycle, were they quickened? Who on Nibiru in diapers would still be on Earth became a child? Who on Nibiru began to crawl when the Earth born was running around? Special joy. There was special joy. There was when to Nanar Ningal twins were born, a daughter and son they were. Inanna, you too, by Ningal they were named. With them, a third generation of Anunnaki on Earth was present for the offspring of the leaders. Tasks were allocated. Some olden chores were divided easier among the offspring. They were made to the olden chores. New tasks were added. And that's a little excerpt from the book titled The Lost Book of Enki by Zachariah Sitchin. Okay? And so, he says, memories of prophecies of an extraterrestrial gods. And that's talking about Enki. These are things that they share about their lives on Nibiru and what transpired when they came to Earth and spent 450,000 years and do this kinds of things that we behold on Earth. They did, not us, not civilized or uncivilized humans. It was the immortal gods. If that doesn't settle it for you, I'm not you. I'm glad I am me, okay? And we are all going to pass away. And you pass away with what you're thinking. I'm not passing away with what you're thinking. I'm going to pass away then with what I have learned and settle it inside as what makes civilized sense to me. So I want to thank you, and I would like to say a lot more things. And the only portion I think I want to say is this. I have a link by this noble group of scientists, all right? I have a link that you can get that can tell you great things that happen in South Africa. This is not fancy story. This is for real. Okay? So you can get this link anytime you want. Stop in and get it. Now, this little portion I'm going to read to you. Earth's International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and explorer from Mpumalanga. Yes, Empo Malanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking coveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. This is continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. And my friends, welcome to the Almighty Elohim God's civilization. And I want to thank you for tuning in, and let me let you go and myself, and hope that all goes well with you. So take good care, and let's hope that we will be back on the next edition. Take good care.
This way, and as far as I'm concerned, I Oh, no, tomorrow. Okay.